If you could please turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. It'll be Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, creating Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. I'll read it again. For we are his workmanship, creating Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Amen. So this morning's EMP is going to be a little bit different. I actually had something else prepared for this morning, but I really felt like as I was coming to church and I was sitting here praying this morning, I felt like something that I wanted to talk about was more so, you know, something I kind of feel in my heart, more so what I do on a Sunday, something more, maybe not like prophetic per se, but something I feel like God is kind of speaking to us at the moment. So however long, however short, whatever God gives. But yesterday, how I kind of gave to this point was that P-Sam, myself, Janella, Tim, and I, we went to Tuen Mun. Why we went was because we went to visit Fabi, Frank, and Vanessa over at YWAM. And if you guys don't know, they actually have a base all the way in Tuen Mun. And what they do there is they work with the local communities. And they started there back in 2004, and P-Sam spoke with them, you know, in 2005. And they started the work with the local communities. And, you know, for them, they weren't sure exactly what they were going to do at the time. You know, they were a part of a YWAM base. And you guys know with YWAM, no one gets a salary. Right, it's all faith-based. It's one of the biggest missionary agencies in the world, and yet no one really funds it. Right, there's no real organization that fundraises for them or anything else. Everyone fundraises for themselves, and God really fundraises for them and sends them all over the earth. I mean, all over the world. There's 100. Lauren Cunningham himself said he's visited like over 150 something countries. And each of them, maybe not all of them, I think in 120 something countries, he's been able to set up a YWAM base, something like that. And if you think about the scale of that, it's amazing. Because one, it started with one guy whom God gave a vision to. And he started with one base, whom he started to disciple people in. And then from there, started sending people all over the world to do God's work without proper funding, without proper, you know, a pastor or apostle at each of these places. Simply, you know, and YWAM stands for Youth with a Mission. Simply a group of people, youth, you know, young adults, that loved God, heard his voice, right, and heard their specific call from God and said, God, here I am. I will go. Send me. And from there, they go to each of these different places, start a base, work with the local community, be assimilated into a local community, then invite people from back home to come and join them. And that's how they create a base. That's it. And if you think about the size of a YWAM base, right, even the one that we visited yesterday, they were maybe like 20 strong. You know, and YWAM Hong Kong is actually quite large, but the one we visited in particular were probably like 20 strong. And all of them, again, you know, no one funder, you know, of all these things, all by faith. You know, us SSP, we support them as well, but we don't support everything, right? And you know what we did with them yesterday is we helped them pack food. And so just a testimony of God's faithfulness, right? So what they were doing is they were praying one day, and God gave Frank and Fabi this vision of, you know, because there's a lot of wasted food in Hong Kong. They said on every given day, Hong Kong hotels waste 3 tons plus of food, of edible food, okay? And if you guys don't know, 3 tons is 3,000 kilograms, okay? And so 3,000 kilograms is 3,000 packs of 1 kilogram packs of sugar. Okay, and a kilogram of food, if you think about bread and vegetables, is actually quite a bit of food. And so they give him a vision of what? Of wanting to take food and to redistribute it to people in Tuen Mun. And what ended up happening was it came from a vision that God gave to them, and it started with Maxim saying, we're going to give you 60 pieces of bread. And so they picked up 60 pieces of bread and just simply distributed it into an estate with elderly people. And within a year and a half, 2 years, God's faithfulness, this is what it looks like now. Each week, they pick up a maximum of 5 tons of food. And they feed up to 10,000 people in and around Tuen Mun every week. Okay, and sometimes, and this is in one day, they pick up 5 tons of food. And you know what they do it with? They do it with this mini little, you know, in Chinese, it's like a min bao che. It's like a loaf of, it's a van that looks like a loaf of bread. And we saw it yesterday. It was tiny. It's like a 600cc car, right? It's a motorcycle engine put into a van. And it's so small that they have a weight limit. It says you can only put in like 350 kilograms before you can, you know, more than that, you can't move this car. You can't go uphill, all these sort of things. This is the faithfulness of God. You know, when I was watching them and I was joining them, they were so happy doing it. And, you know, they were telling us all the faithfulness of God. And I was sitting there and I was asking myself, could I do what they did? I'm not sure. I got to be honest. Like, could I do what they did in terms of, you know, not only hearing from God, not having somebody who, you know, not having a salary, not having, you know, the day-to-day things that God gives to us, right, and as a promise. He simply says to each one of them, look, this is what I've placed in your heart. Go. And now they come from, you know, from Mexico, from California. They come to this place, and now God just blesses them in their work, you know. And you know, they don't have very much, but God gives them their facilities, everything they need. And so I ask myself, can I? To be honest, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. And so when I was praying, you know, God brought me to this verse. I was really at first, I was thinking about the book of Acts, right, and the church of Acts at the beginning, how God, Jesus tells them to wait, you know, and I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. And eventually what's going to happen is I'm going to send you to the most remotest part of the earth. And he was talking about the Great Commission of sending them out, making disciples. But God really brought me to this verse, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And what really spoke to me about this verse was this, right? And the book of Ephesians, Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus, and he wasn't writing this letter in any way, shape, or form to correct any heresy, or was there any sort of major problem in the church there? It wasn't like when he was writing to the church of Corinth or anything like that. There was no idolatry or immorality that he was writing to. He was simply writing to the church of Ephesus to encourage them and to remind them of what the body of Christ was about. That's it. And I think, although the entirety of chapter 2 is a great thing, I think the entirety of chapter 2 is summarized in this verse. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And if there was something I feel like God is speaking to us this morning and today, is, you know, I say this all the time, but not just so much that say that God has a purpose for each of us, but God has a specific path for each of us. That God has a specific moment for each of us. That God has something that he is ordained, and I don't want to say this is God's will for us, because then it's still self-centered, right? But in God's will, he's created each of us with specific gifts, specific talents, specific characters, specific callings, so that we can walk alongside God, so that we can partner with him to see the growth of his church. And you know, when I talk to Frank and Fabian, when I listen to them speak, I don't think either of them could imagine what they're doing today. And this is, remember, one small part of what they do as YWAM as a base. They were telling us they have like basically 8 different things that they do. Okay, 8. And this is just one of them. And a team of 20 people that they do. And obviously their base is bigger. But this is a huge amount of work for a small amount of people. And this simply speaks to God's faithfulness. If we are willing to partner with him, if we are willing to say yes, if we're willing to look beyond ourselves and not worry so much about, oh God, what am I going to eat? What am I going to do? What am I going to see? How am I going to do this? God just simply says, come, because you are made for my work. You're made to do the things I've called you to. You know, the beginning of chapter 2, this is where I find this entire chapter is very, very good, is Paul really outlines for the church of Ephesus what happens as a body of believer. At the beginning of chapter 2, he talks about, for we are all carnal. You know, we all went after the lust of the flesh. We all went after the things of this world. And throughout the chapter, he's trying to make an argument for who we are in God, and so what we should be doing in Christ. And I believe this is what he's speaking to us today, right? We are all made into this world. We are all made to do whatever it is that we've been made to do. And there are good things, right? Work is a good thing. But it's not just meant for us. It's not just meant so that we can prosper. It's not just meant so that we can have the things that we want. And I mean, God blesses us. It's true. But the greater purpose of all of this is so that others can see his kingdom through us. And this is the message I really believe that God was speaking to me this morning. You know, when I was thinking about Vanessa and Fabi and Frank and the things that they do, don't miss out because of your fear. Don't miss out because of your lack. Don't miss out because of your worry. God in his promises already has given to us and will give to us everything that we need. And in fact, even before we were born, he's already ordained everything that we need to do his works. We are his workmanship. We have all the skills necessary. Well, maybe not all the skills yet, but the character and the purpose is lined up for us. We simply need to obey and to walk in without fear. And from there, what is he going to do? For he can do so much more through us than we can imagine. Remember, this is going to be a paraphrase. I don't know it off by heart. And I should really, right? But God can do immeasurably more than we can imagine. And all it takes is a simple walk and a simple an act of obedience just to say, yes, Lord. I don't know how. I don't know what. I don't know. But yes, God. That's it. And so let's close our eyes. You know, in this sense, you know, I ask, just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Lord, what have you given to me? God, who have you made me to be? Father, my places of influence, the people you've placed around me, my workplace. I want to encourage you right now just to give all of these things back to God. Just to lift it to him and say, thank you, God, for my work. Thank you, Lord, for your providence. Thank you for the food that you provide me and the family that I have to support me. But recognizing that there's more to life than this, God, how can I now, knowing that I've been fully provided for, give back to you? How can I now, knowing that I've been created by you to do your good work, follow you and trust you? And this is not a guilt thing. This is not a, you know, oh my gosh, you guys need to do this sort of thing. I'm not, you know, it's not a yelling or anything, but it's simply a work of the Spirit now. In a remembrance that as Christians, our lives are not just about ourselves. God, how can I serve you with my life? How can I give you everything that I have? So that others can see what I've seen about you. So that others can know what I know about you. And so let's pray and worship. Ask God to speak to you. If there's a fear that you feel in your heart right now, ask God to address it. If he's given you a purpose and you don't know how to get there, Lord, show me one step that I can be faithful in to take me to this place. then simply obey. So let's pray and let's worship God.
I know that there's no river so wide, no mountain so high, no ocean so deep that you can't part the seas. And holy love, flow in me and fill me up like the deepest sea, and like a crashing wave flowing over me.
And as we were praying, I got 1 John 4:18-19. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. So let's take a minute just to continue praying and to continue to receive his love. In our callings, the purposes, and obviously we can't strive to do his work, but we can only commit to do his work when we understand his love for us. And so let's continue to worship, let's continue to pray and ask God, Lord, reveal your love in me so that I can in turn go and love my brother, so that I can in turn go and spread your love. Let's continue to pray. Let's start by praying for those in our community. Let's really pray for those battling and suffering from cancer and cancer-related issues. Let's pray that God's love come over them, heal them, and to bring wisdom and understanding over those who are trying to help them as well. So let's really pray for them and their families. Let's pray for those in our community needing salvation and also physical healing. Let's pray that His love just kind of fills them in such a tangible presence that they will know who the Savior is and that they will be healed as well. So let's really pray. Let's lift them up. Pray for those suffering from non-cancer related infirmities. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for pain to be removed. Whatever the case may be, let's really pray that God's work will be done. Turn to our mission, those who need jobs. Let's really pray for God's favor over them. Let's pray that His protection be over them as well. Let's pray that not only His favor over them, but also resumes and telephone calls, whatever the case may be. Let's really pray that God will provide for them work. Let's turn to our mission focus. Let's really pray for China. Let's pray for SP Beijing. Pray for P. Sam and Annie that's up there right now. And let's continue to cover P. Hyunsu and Chloe as they'll soon be making the transition over. Let's cover Jesse, who's up in China doing missions. The Chong family, Mate and Nate's parents. Edie Clark and the churches in China. Let's really pray for God to come through to turn China and its nation into a God-fearing nation. Let's pray for the board as well. Let's pray for P. Sam and Lisa, Janie, Kiwan, Brian, Sandro, Max, and Monica. Let's really cover the families, cover all things that pertain to them. If you guys, please pray for Sandro. He's been out with the flu for a little bit. He's getting better, but let's pray for full and complete healing. Let's pray for Monica and Nate as well, since they're traveling right now. Let's really pray for travel mercies and that God covers them, but for just for God's wisdom and His will to be done. So pray for the board. Really lift up welcoming in Brista. If you guys please lift up the leaders, which is Bonnie and myself. Pray that God gives us the right direction and understanding how to take the ministries forward. At the same time, if you can, please pray for more people to join the ministries as we prepare for a possible third service in the future. Pray that those who are serving can be refreshed and that they too understand the importance of their service in this church. cover our men's ministries, the women's ministry, Yaman and Yamama. Let's pray for the leaders. Let's really pray that God will really speak through the leaders in this group. Let's really pray for true discipleship, and that men and women of God are going to be raised out of these groups. Let's pray. Let's pray for House Church happening tonight as well, for Causeway Bay, Elements, Happy Valley, Island, New Condor Road, Robbie West, Lion Rock, and Tai Hang. Let's really pray for God's presence to really fill the House Churches tonight, that there'll be such a powerful move of the Spirit. Let's really pray for God's covering too, not just for this House Church, but over the break that's coming up as well. So let's pray. Pray for the retreat. Let's really pray for Pastor Benjamin. Let's pray that God just really fills him up with his word, a powerful word that will just launch SP into the year of authority. Let's pray for the logistics of the retreat. If you could really lift up Bonnie and the rest of the staff who are really organizing everything that's going on. If you could pray for the presence of God to show up in Nansha, that he's already preparing the retreat and the unity of the churches as we'll be having the plans here as well. So let's really pray. Cover the retreat and just pray that God will just come and just touch us as a church corporately and each of us individually as well. Let's go to our Lent focus. Let's really pray for Saddleback Church. The church was planted back in October of 2013, and they've been growing miraculously. Let's pray that God will continue to bring people to them, bring more shepherds and leaders to help them grow their flock. Let's pray that God will continue to support their leaders in their decisions and what they do. Let's just really cover the church in general. Let's pray that God will really use this church to bring healing and bring people to God. So let's really cover them. The pastor is Pastor Stephen Lee. So let's really lift him up as well. Father, we thank you, Lord. You know, I really get a sense that God is speaking to some of you guys today. Really calling you out and encouraging you to follow continually in his footsteps and the things that he's called you to. And so if you feel like God's speaking to you, right, write it down. Write it down. And then continue to pray over it. Continue to seek his face over it. Because you never know what God can do through you. You never know the people that could be reached. The great power of God can do immeasurably more. All we need to do is obey and be faithful. So God, I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you that we are all made in your image. I thank you, Lord, that we're all made with purposes, God, that were given even before we were born. And we thank you, Lord, that despite we live in a fallen world, God, we can be redeemed. And not just redeemed so we can see you in heaven, God, redeemed so that we could do your mighty work in partnership with you. So God, help us, Lord, remember, God, that our lives are more than just ourselves. Remind us, God, that there is a suffering world there that we can be a part of healing and bringing healing to. And so, God, I thank you for my friends. I thank you for the blessings that you've placed in their lives. I thank you for the support that they have, the family, God, and ultimately your spirit that's with them. Lord, I pray, God, will you continue to encourage them? Father, will you bless the works of their hands? And God, I pray, Lord, for their work and businesses, God. Father, bless them so that they in turn can be a blessing. So God, will you cover them? Lord, I pray against any backlash over them, Lord, or their families, or everything that pertains to them. And may they go, Lord, in the power and the might of your Spirit to love their brothers, God, as they have been loved, and their sisters as well. So we thank you, God. We love you. Jesus' name. So bless you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow.